learn how to not be toxic. All the tools are right here, and we can help. But if you're not married, move out. Move out and learn how to relate to people before you try to have an eternal marriage. Is eternal. Before you try to have an eternal relationship with someone, learn how to relate to somebody. Listen, I might sound like I'm angry. I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at the devil, or what he's done to our society. I'm tired of seeing children thrown away because of selfish parents. See it on the news every night. I'm tired of seeing women abused by men, used like slaves. I'm tired of seeing our young women ruined except for the grace of God, and injured emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, all because we don't know how to relate. And we think it's okay to act that way. Now, I know I'm way over time, y'all. But I'm telling you, the heart of God is calling out to us to learn how to relate as families, as the body of Christ, parents to children, children to parents, grown or otherwise, to learn the value of marriage and the value of understanding how much God loves us. And most people can't understand how much God loves us because they've never had a relationship that wasn't abusive. So they can't see God right, because that's where we're supposed to learn how to see what God's like. Let's stand to our feet this morning. I could preach another couple hours. Y'all know. But listen, I know I'm over, but please hear my heart. Please hear the heart of God tonight. Craig, please put something on that's melodic and something I can minister with. And I'm just going to take a few minutes now. If the roast is burnt, it's already burnt, and you can throw it in the water and try to save it. I don't know. But listen, I want to take a moment for us to respond to the Lord. Because whenever the Lord gives us a message, he wants us to respond to it. Amen. And there are some of us in this room who are toxic to the people around us. And right now, before the Lord, I don't want you to raise your hand. I don't want you to come up front. But I want you to, before the Lord, repent. Say, Father, I need to learn how to have relationships. I need you to forgive me, Lord, for being a burden to others with my attitude. Father, I ask you to forgive me for not taking responsibility in the relationships in my life. And I present myself to you this morning, Lord. And I ask you to change me. I ask you, Lord, that you would help me to be a blessing to all the people in my relationships. Now, Lord, I ask you to heal me for the times I've been abused, the times that others have been toxic to me. And I renounce the pain, and I renounce the bitterness, and I declare forgiveness for that individual right now. And for you, you might just, in your spirit, man, you might want to say their name. I forgive so-and-so right now in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Lord, that you would save them and that you would heal them. And Father God, I ask you, Lord, to help me to forgive them totally and completely. And Father, we are standing here together today. And we all have relationships that have been toxic in our lives. And it keeps us from relating to the people we really love and we really care about. It keeps us from functioning in the body of Christ because we're so afraid somebody's going to hurt us. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you would transform us and teach us how to relate. Teach us, Lord God, in spite of our culture, in spite of the media, in spite of all of those things that try to teach us toxic relationships, Father, we declare that we are going to learn how to have relationships from your word. And we're going to do the work we need to do to forgive, make ourselves available, and to determine that we will not personally be toxic to anyone. Some of us need to renounce our need to be needed. When we control others and we want to be others' savior, we need to renounce that in Jesus' name. That is not being led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is their savior, and we need to leave him to his job. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we need a touch of your Holy Spirit. We need to be healed and cleansed from these relationships, Father. We need your help. We can't do it without you. Holy Spirit, take us in your hands and mold us. Change our minds and our thought patterns, oh God. Help us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Give us a hunger for your word. And a hunger to walk out your word so we can learn how to relate properly, Father. And we thank you and we praise you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, as we close today, we thank you that you have given us another chance. And we ask you, Lord God, for mercy and for grace. For those of us who are parents, Lord God, we weren't perfect parents. And sometimes we were toxic to our children. And Father God, we repent in Jesus' name. And we ask you to heal them and give them grace, Lord God, to forgive us. And some of us haven't been good children to our parents. And we need to ask God to forgive us. Father, we thank you. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Thank you all for coming this morning. I want to thank everybody personally for all their work yesterday.